The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen. April 4, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant developed a relationship over the internet with a person they met on a website, Plenty of Fish. Between January and March, the complainant transferred a large sum of money in Bitcoin to the suspect with the promise the funds would be paid back before it was discovered the situation was most likely fraudulent. April 6, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported receiving a phone call from someone, alleging they were from the Visa Fraud Department, indicating there were fraudulent transactions on the complainant's Visa account. The complainant deposited a large sum of money in Bitcoin to the caller before the complainant realized they were the victim of fraud. Police requested screenshots, bank transactions details, and Bitcoin codes to investigate the fraud. April 8, 1700 block of Duncan Drive. Complainant reported their side fence bordering the public pathway had three panels kicked in sometime overnight. The complainant indicated this was the second time in 2 weeks that this vandalism had occurred. Police advised that patrols would be increased in the area. April 8, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had applied for a Nexus card through a third-party website that is not affiliated with the government website. The complainant paid $2,216 on their Visa, which has since been cancelled and is being investigated by the bank as potential fraud. Complainant was advised to contact the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre and Equifax. The file is under investigation. April 8, 4600 block of Hemlock Way. A security company notified police of a suspicious male lurking around a construction site. The suspect was described as a white male, 30 years of age, wearing a black hoodie, green windbreaker, and dark sweatpants. Police attended, but the suspect was gone. Extensive patrols of the area proved negative. The security company attended the scene and confirmed nothing stolen or damaged. Ladner. April 4, 5400 block of 45th Avenue. Complainant reported they had been subjected to a Nicky Nicky Nine Doors prank. The complainant was reporting the incident as the situation frightened their spouse and 15-month-old child and caused minor damage to the doorframe. Police provided with doorbell surveillance video as well as the name of a possible suspect. April 6, 5100 block of 48th Avenue. A business provided the police with the name of a person who attempted to steal $115 worth of food from the store. The suspect was stopped at the door and the items recovered. Police contacted the suspect and informed them they were not welcome in the store again and will be arrested if they trespass on the property in the future. April 7, 4600 block of Cannery Crescent. Complainant reported an attempted mail theft at their residence. Surveillance video revealed an unknown male wearing a hood and surgical mask walking up the driveway and looking in the mailbox attached to the residence and then walking away. April 8, 5300 block of Admiral Way. A security guard reported a group of youth running through a construction site and entering the buildings under construction. Police attended and arrested three suspects. The suspects were advised they were no longer welcome in the area. All suspects were apologetic and released to the custody of their parents, who advised they would be dealt with accordingly. April 8, 4600 block of Evergreen Lane. The security monitoring center notified police of a possible break and enter occurring at a construction site. Police were advised that three people in dark clothing jumped over the fence connected to the property. Police attended and located three youth a block away from the construction site. The youth indicated they had jumped the fence to take a short cut to a friend's residence, not realizing it was a construction site, and apologized for their actions.